Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And today I think I have some very important information because it really applies to what's going on right now in the economy. This comes from the Metatron Minutes newsletter. And if you haven't gone to the site, metatronminutes.com, do that because this is his site. Archangel Metatron not only asked me to set this up for him, every word that is up there is directed by him personally. And so he has a newsletter every month that we are sending out. And in that newsletter, there is a certain lesson. This month, it was on discernment. And people who go to the website have the opportunity to ask Archangel Metatron about current events, things that are happening in the world, for his perspective. And then I send out a newsletter with those questions and answers. He also has a conference call where he teaches how to implement that lesson that's in the newsletter. And also, there is a segment that he works with a standing wave for peace and healing in the world. And I wanted to bring this to your attention because a reader wrote in, he wanted to know if there's going to be a total collapse of the worldwide banking system by the end of this year. And I thought it was such an important question that I naturally went to Metatron to get his perspective of what is happening. And it just went out in the newsletter, another edition currently just went out. I will send newsletters out as long as you guys keep sending in the questions because as Archangel Metatron has said, he has come to bring, to shed light on these difficulties, and he is working in a manner of healing, you might say. And so, in this particular answer, he tells us that, no, it wasn't the plan of the spiritual forces, that the spiritual forces didn't plan the collapse of the financial sector. And as you probably know, my dear friends, he says what is happening is the result of total greed, control, and theft of the results from human labor, which is expressed in the form of money. And so he very beautifully talks about how barter was involved in the world in the beginning and how currencies came to be used. So it's really very interesting as he develops this from the perspective of spirituality. And he goes on to say that, so while the destruction of the money centers was not intended by the spiritual community per se, it is being pulled down by the sheer weight of the dark deeds that have been perpetrated in the name of money. And he says, there are certain universal laws that cannot continue to be broken without fallout. In other words, the status of corruption and theft cannot stay unchallenged because it is the natural result of breaking laws that were put in place by all there is or who some call God. Now, my friends, stick around and listen to the rest of this because this is not a note of doom or gloom. And as we get into this message, you will understand that he's really talking about a reorganization and what that's going to mean to each of us. So stay tuned for the whole thing because it is beautiful. And so he goes along and tells us about how God sees all their creations as beautiful and perfect, and that because some use the privilege of free will to explore the creative process, that as they were doing this, they followed a path or a journey, and they were controlling the lives of other souls. And If you have been thinking about this lately, you can certainly understand how human beings have been working. They've been earning their money, and there have been those who have tried to take every possible amount of money from them that they can, whether it was from high gasoline prices. And, you know, it's interesting, we're seeing this, how now that there is not the speculation going on in Wall Street with futures in this area, how the price of gasoline is coming down. And so he talks about how controlling others through finances is against divine law. This is why the control and obsession with the power of money by the dark is falling apart. Certainly not because punishment is coming from the cosmic perfection of life, but rather because this balance, which is the cosmic perfection, has been strangled from its equilibrium. My friends, there's an answer in all of this, a beautiful answer. But as you can see or hear, it's pretty much enough is enough. And he goes on to talk about how everyone has the right to follow their given gifts, experience their part, which is designed in the tree of life or God's plan for humanity. But because of what is happening, it's becoming very difficult for people to even be able to do this. And so what he says is, so what you are seeing is not the destruction of the money supply and the banking system and all the other structures of the money system, but rather a restructuring of how humanity will exist and pay workers and prosper as children of the Most High. And when we get into this, we're going to talk a little bit about this restructuring that Archangel Metatron is discussing. But before we do, we have to have an understanding of what chaos is. And from the spiritual perspective, Archangel Metatron is giving a definition of chaos that's completely different, perhaps, than how we are seeing chaos. You know, humans see chaos as something that's undesirable, something that is disorderly, something that is in confusion. And he says he's not describing this. What he is describing as chaos is the restructuring of particles to new paradigms that are disconnecting from one another to form other communities of particles. In other words, he's talking about this new structure that is being formed. And so particles from the old structure is, you might say, moving in place to fit in to the new structure. And this is the chaos that he is describing. He's describing chaos as the new future of existing particles as you will be experiencing in the now. He's describing a new tomorrow, which is being guided by the nobler centers of human thought and patterned upon truth, honor, and justice. You know, we've been waiting for this because here is what he says. This is the pattern of the universal Christ, which reflects this universal law, which in turn goes back to source or all there is, prime creator. My friends, this is what is being repatterned. These are the particles that are in motion. The pattern of the universal Christ, which reflects the universal law. And so he says, Archangel Metatron says, we're telling you these things so you do not hold yourselves in fear. The emotion of fear, just like all other emotions, will attract similar particles. And he discusses that this is another law that must and will activate in your world. My friends, I love this sentence. What you think, you will believe, you will replicate. So in these anxious moments, it is actually imperative that we not be in fear. Because what you think, what you believe, you will replicate. We don't want disharmony in our lives. We want this flow, this prosperity from the universe, this pattern that is this new structure that is of the universal Christ, which reflects the universal law. This is what we want in our lives. We do not want fear. And so he says, this is why he set up the newsletter and the website. He's bringing the truth of his consciousness. And the reason why this is he who is stepping forth and doing this is because he holds the keys between human consciousness and the consciousness of the higher realms, even to the Godhead and himself. And so this is why this is his work. He holds the keys of human consciousness and the consciousness of the higher realms. And so he's giving this foundation so you can understand where your future financial, where your financial future is leading. So my friends, don't be in fear. This is a future, a magnificent future that we have been yearning for, and it is coming to pass. So he gives a little description about chaos. This chaos that he's talking about where these particles are being reformed. He says, during chaos, events will feel disjointed. Events can and probably will seem frightening because you're in uncharted waters, at least in this lifetime. And he says, understand, chaos has happened in the world many times before this. It's just you don't remember. In your history, you have seen the rise and fall of civilizations, and they learned lessons that you do not remember now. It is all the same. The old was restructured so that the new can emerge. And this is exciting news, my friends, because he says, know that there is something new emerging. What is important right now is for your mental thought remaining in constructs that you wish to live in your future. In other words, this is your thoughts are very much so forming what is in your future. And he says, as this new manner of financial life is emerging, your mental thoughts will bring forth your future financial constructs. You know, it's all about the mind again. And he is saying, we have spoken about the power of manifestation and how this is done with regard to the mind and what you hold in the power of your thinking. This is never more important than the present moment because of what is reforming and what is surfacing. You know, Edgar Cayce said a long time ago that the mind was the builder. The mind is the builder of your future, and this is what he's saying right here. And he says he's really giving an answer to this question because those who believe that the banking system is collapsing will find that in their lives. Those who trust that they will be taken care of will find that this will be true also. And so he suggests this. Evaluate your thoughts as frequently as possible and cancel any thought that houses a negative connotation of any sort. And he explains, because the veils between our dimension and their dimension is thinning, manifesting is becoming faster. What you think of will quickly come to pass. Therefore, it becomes ever so necessary to build in your mind a beautiful life filled with prosperity and love and brotherhood. And he adds, your thoughts are moving the particles of fruition in your world. Make certain that you are building the world that you wish to live in. This is your world. From now on, your world will be what you are creating. Powerful words, my dear friends. And I am so delighted that this this reader of the newsletter came to ask this question because I think it gives great insight as to not only what is happening at this moment, but gives us an overview to understand how we got here, and not only that, how to take our thoughts and create the future that we are searching for so desperately. And so, my friends, we're going to take questions now. If you have a call, give me a call here, or if you want a reading, you want to comment on this, you have a question about Metatron's message, call in here to BBS, and of course, that wonderful number that puts you in touch with me is 877-876-5227. And so, this message from Metatron, of course, gives the background, tells us where we were going. And yesterday, you might be aware of the fact that I had my Saturday show with Charlene. Did a lot of healing that day. A lot of people called in for healings. And I decided to discuss Metatron's answer here because the first person that called in yesterday, you might say, was called in because she was dismayed. She felt that Monday morning she had to close the doors of her office. She had been in business for many years, serving as she does so well, and it got to the point where many of her clients couldn't afford to pay her anymore, and she said she had to close the doors. And so she was coming feeling as a failure. And she had a lot of other things, a lot of other emotions that were going through her. In other words, you know the story. What could I have done? What should I have done? The same thing that many of you perhaps are going to have to be looking at. My friends, call in with your question. We're almost halfway through the show, 877-876-5227. And so the message that she got when she meditated on this there for her, which was a very grave subject, because it looked like her life as she had planned it was falling away. And she was so upset over it that the only message she got was, transformation, and we're going to discuss that more after we talk to this caller in. And your name, please.
My name is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
What can we do for you, darling?
Oh, I just listened to your message and the first part here, and it really, really touched my heart. You are coming from such a place of integrity, and I just thank you so much for that.
You know, I'm delighted to serve, Heather. It is what my life is about, and it is this time and in this place to help humanity as much as I can.
Well, it's a wonderful message. And
wasn't it beautiful?
You know, I love the idea of transformation. You know, this is a transforming time. It's like, you know, I raise chickens, and when I make an omelet, I scramble the eggs, obviously.
I love it.
And so that's what we're...
Oh, are you the Heather that has the farm?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I just love it. Yes.
Yep,
remember you well, darling.
Yep, have goats and chickens and garden and...
Yes.
Freezers are full and just waiting for relatives to show up.
Oh, they'll show up. I love it. Freezer's full. Your skillet's heating. You're
yep.
waiting for your guest.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I love it. So you really do not have to think about transformation. You've already transformed, so to speak.
Oh. Well, partly. Part of me has. But the reason I called, I listened to the show yesterday, and I have this intense desire to speak with Archangel Michael.
I am chuckling, not because you said that, but because Archangel Michael has this intense desire for his light workers to come close to him. And he has told me so many stories about his light workers, how when he came to this planet, his light workers came, how they held the space, how they watched creation with him, and they just don't remember it. And his light workers held the space as this planet was being created. You were there, darling.
I have a few memories of that, yes.
Yes.
Actually.
Uh-huh. You were there. You played a part in this.
Wow.
You played a role. And actually, what Archangel Michael is doing is he has his own conference calls that we are working with. If you're interested, you can find out some information at my website, carolynevers.com.
Okay.
And he and Master Kasumi are working with a standing wave, a powerful energetic wave that comes from Source. It's also found in the pyramid, and it transforms individuals, but then it also is transforming places in the world, like the Middle East. We've been working there. The next place that we're going to be working is Africa. And then Archangel Metatron is coming in, working the standing way for healing. And so that's the background, dear Heather. And how would you like to have a connection with Archangel Michael?
I was hoping that you would be the intermediary and speak, because normally I can pick up the phone, but right now I feel such intense emotion. I'm not sure that I
He's there.
Can go there.
Oh, yes. He's there with you. He's here with me. And he has a question for you.
Okay.
And what he is saying, my dear Heather, is, what is it that you would have me do?
You know what? I'm feeling very, very alone.
You're feeling alone.
I feel like I've done all these things that I just told you, but I've isolated myself. In a sense, it's isolated me from family and friends. And I feel very, very alone. But I feel strongly I should be holding this space. But
okay, let me see what he says about that. And then what I'm going to do is invite you to be a part of his conference calls. And Heather, if you can't afford the $35 that I charge to be on the conference call, I will donate this service to you.
Oh, bless your heart.
If you send me an email, give me your email address, because what we are doing on the conference calls, we are forming a community. And what he is telling me right now about this is, you are part of that community and you need to connect to your brothers and sisters.
Oh. That would be wonderful.
And so what we are doing here at these conference calls, Heather, Archangel Michael comes, you feel his power, he touches your heart. The people who are in that, in the group, we are all have known one another for such a long time, eons probably. We all volunteered this time to come into this work and do planetary service. And there is this community. This is what you need, dear one. You need to be connected to your community. You need to be connected to your brothers and sisters.
That feels really good. That would be wonderful.
So send me an email, Heather.
I will do that.
We will help you with that. And he is saying, Beloved, what else do you require?
What would he like to give me?
I can't hear you, dear. A little louder.
What would he like to do?
What would he like to do?
Yes.
Well, as far as you're concerned, he says he has offered you the invitation. You have the choice to accept or reject. He is hoping that you will accept, and you have said that you would accept his invitation and join us on the conference call. But he is asking, is there anything else that you require other than coming in contact with your spiritual family?
You know, I have ongoing illnesses that keep coming and going, and I cannot seem to get on top of them. And I feel that there is a spiritual background to this that I haven't recognized, and I wonder if he could identify the background so we can clear it.
Well, what he is saying, dear, is that this is a residue from your past lifetime, and it is contained in your subtle body. It is contained in the emotional subtle body, which is closest to the physical body, and this has to be cleared. This is what we do on our Saturday shows, Heather.
Okay.
And we, Charlene and I were on the show yesterday, so what I would suggest that you do is call on a Saturday, not next week, not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that, and bring your question there.
Okay. I will do that.
Charlene works with Source to clear the energetic particles from the past. Oh, it is a stuck energy. It's stuck energy from the past, but it has to be cleared. Archangel Michael said that he will be there in attendance with you.
I feel like I'm going to cry.
And he is asking, is there anything else that you require?
I think that's all I can handle for this time.
Oh, really? I suspect that there is something else, Heather.
There is something else?
Yes. Wouldn't you like to touch his energy?
Oh, yes. I didn't know that was possible.
Oh, you'd be surprised what's possible in spirit. He is suggesting, dear one, that you put your consciousness up in your third eye. You know how to do this, don't you?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Put your consciousness there.
Okay.
He is in front of you. Can you feel him?
I can see him.
You can see him?
Uh-huh.
That's what he intended.
Oh.
How would you like it if he would knight you with his sword of truth?
Oh, I would love it.
That's what he's doing now. Can you see him?
Yes, I can see him. I see a golden sword that it looks more like a lightsaber than a sword.
Okay, Heather, he's saying, is there anything else that you require?
Well, he knows more than I do, I suppose.
That isn't what he said.
Oh.
He said, is there anything else that you require?
I'm a blank right now.
Well, he is saying to me, Heather, you have been his knight in shining armor many lifetimes, and you are here to serve again. So you send me your email, dear one, and we'll have you join his next conference call.
I will definitely do that. Well,
blessings to you, Heather.
And thank you for being such a wonderful, clear channel.
Well, I think this is very remarkable, you know, that right away you saw him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, you're perfectly welcome.
And I will definitely email you.
Okay, dear.
Thank you again.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, my friends who are out there listening to this, either live or in the archives, there is nothing now that is not possible. As there is a thinning in the dimensions between our dimension and the higher levels of attainment, the higher levels of vibration, there is nothing that is not possible. Yes, and we have another caller in your name.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Sherry.
Sherry?
Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. What can we do for you? Wasn't that remarkable?
That was really incredible. I have a question.
Yes?
I have someone I'm very concerned with, and I'm wondering how I should best proceed with this person. And can I give you his name?
Actually, we probably don't really need his name. This is a friend.
This is, yes, it's a friend and someone I used to be involved with.
Right.
And he is
in the
hospital.
Can you give us some idea of your concern?
Well, he's in the hospital from a third suicide attempt.
Ah.
And he's never gotten over our breakup, and I'm wondering how to proceed. He's all alone, and I've talked to him since he's been in the hospital, but I just don't know if that's the wise thing or...
Okay,
or
so
not.
Is it fair to say that you're feeling some guilt and responsibility over this?
I don't think I really feel guilt. I guess I feel compassion for him, and I would like to see him, you know, do
right.
well in his life.
Okay, if you feel any responsibility for this, call on our show when Charlene is with me so that we can reprogram that emotion and replace it with something that's more positive that would serve you. So,
So
in other words, if you have any anxiety over the situation, feel any responsibility, that could be cleared. So I want you to know that.
Right.
So let us see who... What I'm doing right now, Sherry, is I'm placing the call. You might say I'm picking up my telephone.
Okay, good deal.
And I'm going to see who wants to answer this. I mean, there might be a cherubim who is holding the Akashic Records for him, or it might be one of the Advanced Masters or the Archangels. Let us see who answers your question. So it takes me a minute to connect, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is interesting because Archangel Mikael was here, certainly, because he came in and worked with Heather. But he's not the one who is going to address this.
Okay.
He is calling in... Archangel Metatron.
Okay.
And here's what Archangel Metatron is saying about this. The events that your friend is working with, part of it has to do with this lifetime. But there is another part of it that is where a past lifetime is involved. And you were involved in that past lifetime also. So what he is experiencing now is not all of the emotions of this particular lifetime, but it is memories, subconscious memories. These are not conscious memories of this previous lifetime, but it is a subconscious memory where he believes that he failed you.
Okay.
And he came into this lifetime with the idea of not exactly making amends, so to speak, but to change those events, at least in his mind and heart, where he felt, and the word he's using here is shame. He felt shame from the past that he did not stand by you. This was a very dark time in history, a time when there were persecutions. And if he would have stood up for you, you would not have been taken, and he's using the word sacrifice. So there was an issue here where you lost your life and he could have saved you.
Okay.
And so he remembers this subconsciously. And so he is feeling despair.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because during our relationship, he kept using the phrase of honor to protect me.
Yes, he really did. Okay. Well, that is the background. And so his soul was perceiving this lifetime as, you might say, making amends.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't necessarily making amends to you. It was making amends to himself.
Right.
He had to prove to himself that he could change things, that he could live, as he is saying, from the point of honor. And
okay.
So he is in despair. He is in a very deep despair, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Archangel Metatron is saying this. He says, even though a person comes into this lifetime with a certain mission, they have chosen things surrounding that lifetime. And, of course, one of them is what they're going to accomplish, and even to the point of setting up possible doorways when they would transition. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And so it was not his intention when he came into this lifetime that he would transition now. His intention was that he would come, he would make peace in his heart with what he felt that he owed you, and the intention was to woo you, to win you, to protect you, and to live in a relationship where he would be very happy and not transition until a long time into what we consider our future now.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has come to the point where he wishes to change his contract. Now, you understand about a contract, don't you?
Yes.
This contract that we're talking about, how long you will come and live and so forth. And so he is desiring to change that contract. He is seeing himself as failing again in this thought that he shared with you, and he is hoping that this contract, that he can rescind his contract and transition.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
This is the good word.
Okay.
This is what Archangel Metatron is saying. This will not happen.
Okay.
And this will not happen because he has a very important mission in front of him. And that his soul, even though he is struggling, this is the dark night of his soul.
Uh-huh.
And so even though he is struggling in the dark night of his soul, he will stay. And he's going to stay because his soul, even though he is not communicating with his higher mind. His soul is working with him very closely to stay in this dimension.
Okay.
Now, so that part, what Archangel Metatron is saying is he does not see him as transitioning in this time, even though he chooses to do so.
Okay.
There are compelling reasons why he's going to stay here.
Okay. And what is, should I, my biggest concern is that am I helping him or hindering him by having any contact with him at all?
Well, what, and this is where Archangel Metatron was going next. He says, what you do in this case is, there's a process to this. So the first process is to send your love to his higher mind. In
mm-hmm.
other words, you don't get on the telephone, you don't see him. You first of all send your love to his higher mind. Now, this is not a romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
This
right.
is the kind of love that we all have for human beings. And you send this in the form of light.
Okay.
You can use white light or you could use pink light.
Okay.
You just make the intention that you are going to send this to his higher mind, that you will hold him, you will hold a space for him.
Okay.
And there will his mind is too disjointed now to accept this,
mm-hmm.
but you keep sending it to him as often as you think of it. Just send the love, send the light, let him know that you are holding the space for him. And when he becomes more connected to these other elements that he's trying to disconnect himself from, and that is from the spiritual side of himself, that his higher mind, his higher aspect, will send this guidance to him and bring him the comfort that he can feel this so that he will not feel so lost. As you can understand this, Sherry, he's feeling lost right now.
Yes.
He is feeling like the lost soul. He doesn't know where to go next, and so his answer is just to transition.
Right.
So your love will hold the space. Now, there will come a time, and you will know it, when he will be receptive to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel that he is receptive to your feelings, to the love, to the space that you were holding for him, you can talk to him. He will be ready to listen to what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you could be a great, your compassion is what Archangel Metatron is saying. Your compassion will have great healing for him.
Mm-hmm. Because he, in his mind, is hoping that we will get back together, and that is not healthy and is not in his best interest or mine, but in his mind, that's what he's wanting. And so I don't want to, by contacting him, I don't want to fuel those hopes, and yet I know he's all alone in the world, and so he has nobody there for him.
See, that's not exactly true. You feel that and you believe that, but what Archangel Metatron is saying, what you do is you see the light within him. You see, even though he might not have the connections in society,
mm-hmm.
he might feel alone,
uh-huh.
he still has the light of soul within him.
Right.
And so what you do is when you think of him,
mm-hmm.
you see his soul's light within him.
Okay.
Because that would be another space that you are holding.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because this is, in effect, the responsibility between his soul and God.
Right.
And if you see God's light within him,
mm-hmm.
it will help to open up channels. In other words, there's a lot of information that's passed between one another on the inner planes.
Right.
And so if you see the light within him, you are reminding him that this is his comfort, this is his strength, this is not you that he needs to draw his strength from. He needs to draw his strength
right.
from...
I understand that. I just am concerned, like, is this something... I can send him love without having contact with him, and I can send him love and light. My concern is, should I be there in a you know, like calling him on the phone, should I be there for him, or is this something he should go
through?
My dear
Archangel Metatron answered that. What he said to you is, you are sending this to his higher mind.
Right.
He is not, your friend is not ready yet to settle down and accept the reality of the situation. He's
right.
not ready.
Right.
And so what he is telling you is, you hold the space for him, you see the light of his soul working within him, and
mm-hmm.
you send your compassion to him, your love, not romantic love, but love for one soul for another.
Right.
And there will be a shift.
Okay.
You will recognize the shift. In other words, if you're sending this light to him,
mm-hmm.
that's going to his higher mind. His higher mind will hold this until this gentleman is ready to accept it. When
okay.
he starts accepting the gift that you are giving him,
mm-hmm.
you will feel the shift.
Okay.
You will
okay.
feel that shift because uh-huh. there is a tie between the two of you. And
mm-hmm.
what Archangel Metatron is saying, don't you feel the tie between the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah, see, you have a tie. It's not only the tie from this lifetime, it's the tie from some other lifetimes. And
mm-hmm.
there is this tie, and when he shifts, when he accepts the reality of the situation, you will feel the shift. And Archangel Metatron is also saying that if in the future when you feel the shift, that you think you're feeling the shift, but you're not sure, he said, call in. And
mm-hmm.
But right now, the gentleman is in denial. He is in too much confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that your intuition, what he is saying is your intuition at work. In other
mm-hmm.
words, you're feeling, oh, should I see him, should I not see him? You're not picking up the phone and doing it. Your intuition is saying to you, ah, stop for a moment, think about
mm-hmm.
this. Isn't that
right.
true?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah. So the second aspect of this, Sherry, is, connect to your intuition. You are a very strong individual. You have great soul force within you. Trust more to your intuition.
Okay.
And if you choose to call in at a later date, when you feel some things have changed, we will be glad to chat with you then.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Are you clear in this now?
Yes, I think so. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, blessings to you, Sherry.
Okay, to you too. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, we probably have 3 minutes, probably not enough time to really answer someone else's question. I did want to get into this concept of transformation, and I'll speak a little more of that. But do go to my website, CarolynEvers.com, if you want a personal reading, and also MetatronMinutes.com. Sign up for the newsletter. There's a great deal of wonderful information there. So to get more of the story, check the archives for that Saturday show, which was yesterday, because what happened there, and it was the first caller, it was so beautiful, talking to someone who was very distraught over what was happening in the financial sector and what was happening to her business, listening to the sense that she was receiving from her own soul, that transformation, we started to talk to the point where she was able to see that this was not a door that was being closed, but rather it was an opportunity of a new door being opened that would even expand her work. And this is what is going to happen in this time of transformation. Spirit has not closed the doors to us because there are financial problems. We must step back, look at it. How can we transform what we're doing? How can we change this to something much greater than what it is now? Because what is in our mind is quickly going to materialize. So, my dear friends, we are just about at the end of the show, perhaps one more minute. If you have some questions about how you can transform your life because of the downturn in the economy, call next week. This is a theme that I wish to work with. This is a time of hope. This is a time of beauty. This is a time of transformation, my friends, to something bigger, better, more magnificent. And so for now, I close the door to our time together. See you next week. This is Carolyn Evers, holding all of you in the love of my heart.